The Sentai Review, episode 166, Early Tokusatsu Characters. Okay, so what's up? This is another Wednesday. Here we are. We're going to talk about these here people.
Tokusatsu early heroes.
Yeah, we're talking hardcore early, starting in 1930.
That's okay. I was about to say, that's an old show we stopped doing a while back. What's up?
We's not done.
I know we's not, done, but we stopped a while.
Okay, here's what's going on. Some people were supposed to watch some turtles.
Some of us were sick.
And somebody didn't get around to it. They were so busy.
I've been working a lot.
Life is hard.
Right now it is.
It is.
It is.
The movie is an hour and a half plus credits.
Hard life.
And
how much
you enjoy it?
How much ESO you play?
It's not even
none.
How much Final Fantasy XI you play? Or excuse me, 14 did you play?
I haven't played that in months.
Good.
Okay.
What did you play?
Yeah, what did you play?
Nothing.
I noticed you... Bullshit.
I didn't play anything this
week.
I played over the weekend last week.
Where's your Switch?
I saw somebody come in with a Switch.
Yeah, what you got on your Switch?
I got phone calls over the weekend asking me if I was going to play this game with you guys.
I've been playing Mario Party over the weekend with my girlfriend.
Oh,
but
man. I wonder how long...
You could have...
How long is a weekend?
Turtles? You know what's fun? If you set that bitch to 20 rounds, it tells you 20 rounds is 2 hours of Mario Party.
Holy
shit.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, why spend time with your girlfriend when you could have watched Turtles?
With your girlfriend.
Or without her. I mean, what's the point of having a girlfriend, Shane? You're a reviewer who works for the company that we work for. We don't get lives.
I work at Caterpillar. I also don't get a life.
That's what I was talking about. I was trying to do it without saying the company's name, but hey.
Now, look here, man. We have to review this tokusatsu.
Fair enough.
So, Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, here we are. Gonna do this folder thing with the button and the deal here and the going down to the thing.
And then this one's called...
Golden Bat.
You know it's going to be a good episode when we have an extended intro.
Oh, look at this.
What the fuck is that?
It's Golden Bat.
It looks like fucking the Red Skull back in Japanese feudal era.
For some reason, I was thinking of a different bat. Like this dude just had a golden bat and was swinging it.
Technically, I was thinking more.
That would be awesome.
Why right? Did they pull the Crypt Keeper out in the middle of Japan?
It's just like some dude with a gold bat. It's literally just some guy.
Yeah, no costume.
So literally, I'm the only person thinking that looks like the cover of Decap Attack. Really?
Oh, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I never played
yes,
that.
Yes, it does.
Oh, fair enough.
Look at Shane not knowing what that even is.
Uh huh.
Next. Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Looks like he's about to pull out some Shakespeare.
Shakespeare in Park?
No, it's fucking Skeletor busting out Shakespeare.
No, Skeletor looks cooler.
Just gonna say, it's probably good they chose red for those hood guys.
Oh, shit.
No.
Yep.
Oh, God. Just a little.
They're down a tiny little bit of the screen at the bottom corner, and oh, God.
Wait a minute. It could have been Baby Blue.
Yeah, it could have been the Happy Happiest from Earthbound.
Next. Oh, shit.
Again.
What the fuck, Skeletor? Get out. No.
Now it's looking a little more golden.
He's got those Wolverine stripes.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, too.
There's some false advertisement going on here.
Why?
Wasn't he wearing...
What's with the pimp cane?
And so he could walk up and pimp slap you.
This is back in feudal Japan.
Yeah, I know.
And pimping ain't easy.
Yeah, especially then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh.
This dude's epic as shit.
Is he sitting?
Get this fucking Xerxes standing? Motherfucking wannabe out of here.
Xerxes. The thousand nations of the Persian Empire descend upon you. Yeah, well, at least we're in color. Whoa.
He's sitting.
Hold up there.
He is sitting, but... or.
He doesn't look like it, though. He looks like he's, like, swinging in. He's got one leg extended out, one popped up like he's about to just kick somebody, and I don't fucking know what he's doing with his
hands. That would be amazing if he was swinging in.
I'd be wondering how he is, because he's got a cane in one hand and the other one just doing the how do you do shit.
I don't like him.
Yeah, I'm not digging this at all, Bill. Next.
Next!
Dear God!
Yes!
Somebody punched his tooth out.
So, we went from feudal kind of Japan to...
I resemble that remark.
Why?
Oh, I saw you got your tooth cut out.
Yeah, it was fun times.
Because now we're getting the weird scientist people from the Godzilla movies.
Which?
Oh, yeah, they do look like that, don't they?
Because
yeah.
They got those weird helmets. They're like, oh, fuck it, gotta be a scientist in a Godzilla movie. Gotta
shit.
Have the
helmet. So I was the
Unless
only
it's
one.
An alien.
So I was the only one who saw this shit and instantly thought, man, this would have been a great episode of Twilight Zone. Really? The only one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn it.
Honestly, this looks like bottom of the barrel Tales from the Crypt.
What Tales from the Crypt did you watch?
No, I mean this would be like the worst possible idea for a Tales of the Crypt episode.
What Tales of the Crypt did you watch?
Yeah,
very bad one, apparently.
Yeah, no shit, because everyone I remember watching was in color.
Yeah, you need to... Well, that's not even what I was getting at. Tales from the Crypt is a weird...
They were cool.
They're like
that.
Tales from the Crypt is a weird, fucked up murder morality play in almost every single episode.
I was just
the
guy, he looks like he could have been...
Most of them, yeah. I mean, once they get to the third season, when they get to the UK, I mean, it's 50-50, but...
Next. Jig. That guy.
You know what would probably make this guy less hateable? If he had a mustache.
With a skull face.
No, dude, I'm sorry, dude.
With a monocle.
Him flying around with a pimp cane is cool.
No, Shane, think about it, though. Flying around with a pimp cane, a mustache, and a monocle.
Hold on. Am I the only one that sees this?
That he's Heilin Hitler as he's flying away?
No, if you look at the fucking lines on his head, it looks like he's got a penis head. He's a literal cockhead. Where'd it go, dickhead?
No, it's Richard Cranium Jesus. Come on, Seth.
Richard. But my friends call me Dick.
Next.
Okay.
Bill reluctantly hits
that guy
the
is
like,
done now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That guy is, are we even going to rate these?
Oh, we're going to.
Oh, we're going to.
Hold on, I got to bust out the phone. Hold on.
He made me laugh. I'm not, he's not getting
a
zero.
Oh, God. He made you laugh because we cracked jokes.
So he doesn't get a zero. He made me laugh. The other ones I got a zero made me sick.
It's true.
One.
Okay.
Nah. He gets a two. I like that.
This guy gets a 1.5.
I looked through these images before I got them, so I know how bad these things will look.
Well, of course.
You get a sneak peek of the
crap.
You get
the sneak peek.
Yeah, but it's been a long while since I put them together. So,
yeah,
so now it's
true.
A surprise again.
You know what?
Surprise!
It's okay.
Come on, Bill. What do you got?
I know nothing about this, dude.
You don't need to know shit about it.
I don't know why.
That's true. You forget. The show is we see it. We don't know Dick.
Right. But normally...
I mean, Richard might be a really cool guy. exactly.
Normally, you can figure it out. You could say, this kind of has an Egyptian thing going on. This has this. There's a. I don't know why he's called the Golden Bat with his red skull face and his pimp cane, and I guess he can fly
like a bat.
No, because he didn't have wings.
He was flying like a bat.
But he wasn't flapping. I didn't see no cloak flying around making it look like he was batting his wings.
Batman doesn't flap his fucking cape when he
flies.
But
he looks like a bat.
Cowl.
Okay.
And when he glides, he looks like a bat.
Okay.
I'd given him a 2.5 because he wasn't that terrible, but he wasn't that great, so fuck it.
Yeah, it's a 2. I guess if you want to look it up, you'll appreciate that there's some history there for whatever that thing is.
Yeah. 1.8.
Somebody needs to find it so we can watch it.
Okay, this is maybe 1957 Super Giants. Oh, my Lord.
What the shit?
Bring back Richard.
You know, I looked away from the screen before you pull it up, and I looked back, and all of a sudden I'm like, why are they not wearing pants?
What year
is this? Wearing pants.
1957.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Why?
I'm just curious, you know.
No, why were you curious?
I just like to know the years
just,
and stuff.
Just, why do you want to know anything about this?
Well, we'll see what the next picture looks like. Maybe, you know, sometimes they get better as the pictures go on.
Sometimes they get worse, Shane.
Next.
That's true.
He got a gun.
Yeah, he's got two guns.
He's got a Flash Gordon thing going on.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a combination of Flash Gordon and the Phantom, I think. Phantom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh,
those 1957 robots.
Yeah. The robots look better than he does.
You gave us crap for liking the Daleks because you thought they were stupid looking.
Did you
Do you apologize?
Me? Did you hear me say that these were cool?
No. Nope.
But now,
exactly like how they're supposed
you look
to
at the
time.
Daleks and you look at these. See, now you like them.
No. I prefer these.
All right, well.
Bill's just hating. Don't worry.
These things can walk and jump and probably shoot lasers.
Daleks can fly.
That. Yeah.
Now.
Later on, they did.
Later on.
Yeah.
Those stupid wheelie
bots.
Once
they got
you're
to season 37.
Because, you're just pissed because you don't have a toilet plunger for an arm.
Stop defending your vacuum cleaners.
With a toilet plunger for an arm, it can unclog your toilet.
No, it can't because it can't bend over.
And it can't go up the stairs.
Until
it learns to fly.
My toilet is upstairs and low to the ground.
Then pick it up and tilt it.
That means that bee putties can help my toilet more than your Dalek.
Yeah. It's true.
It's true.
Next.
But it's okay. The Dalek will just fucking exterminate your toilet. So.
Yeah.
From the ground floor.
Along with
do
that,
you
the
guys
house.
Have missiles?
It looks like it. Sometimes you just gotta hold a missile.
Except those,
maybe they
those
got
missiles are really
days.
Awkward looking. They look like giant bullets with small jet propulsion engines on them.
You are judging the oddness lookingness of a 1950s black and white science fiction.
Yes.
They all look odd.
Next.
That's what I was waiting on. This dude is so fucking weird.
He looks happy.
What was this guy's name again?
Super Giant.
What's so giant about him?
I guess. This show is Super Giants. 1957.
But what makes him so giant?
Like, does he do, like,
maybe
like an
he
Apache
can become
chief?
A giant?
Yeah,
yeah
can he grow?
Like,
next.
Do like that.
Does he? I mean, that looks like he's a big dude.
But now it just looks like he's flying. Yeah. He's a flying big dude.
Yenechuk.
I don't know. He kind of...
Man.
The costume reminds me of
There's
something.
A little bit of Gatchaman going
there
on
go.
Here.
There you go. That's what I couldn't think of. His costume reminds me of that.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that. Like, if he would have had the little bird visor coming down across the front of his face.
Could this be an early prototype for Gatchaman?
That's a question. When does Gatchaman happen?
Certainly not the 50s.
I think it was the 60s or 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an early animation, but it was not a black and white thing.
So probably 70s.
Hell, for all we know, this might have been when they started colorization
over there.
So. I'm going to ask the same question I always ask every time we're doing a jobber. Why the fuck do we have to ask questions?
This time I'm legitimately curious. This guy might have been, because it's very possible that the Gatchaman might be a type of, how am I trying to put this? We see it all the time, where like, they could have literally been inspired by him.
Original run was October the 1st of 72. To September 29th of 74.
Okay, so
it's very possible that somebody grew up
watching this
and then designed Gatchaman and just kind of used him as their reference point.
That suit very much looks like a Gatchaman. That suit is too close to the guy with the I don't remember his name or anything, but the guy with the bird helmet.
All five of them have them.
The white.
Yeah. I know
they
who you're talking about. You're talking about the leader. The leader, the guy they had the red.
Yes, the leader, the red.
Next.
He's picking a car up with a couple dudes in it who are shooting machine guns.
And missing, by the way.
Yeah.
Missing horribly.
Yeah, they're...
Is this where the
he's picking up the car?
In?
Just shoot down.
Sir, I can't. Sir,
but he's underneath the car. Just shoot down.
Yeah. Maybe the bullet might ricochet off the concrete. Maybe we'll get him in the ankle.
Which then he'll drop the car and that will hurt.
His ankle.
Fuck it. We got shocks in this bitch.
Starman.
Oh, my lord.
Yeah, some of these early tokusatsu people have probably had multiple names across multiple countries, so...
I want to know who that dude in the black outfit is.
Nightman. Fighter of the day, man.
It's very possible that, and this happens very often with superheroes like this, they do end up with different names depending on when they get remade, or if they get... They
distributed by another company.
Sometimes, and then there's the other thing, it might not even be... He could be Starman, and he was first in a show called Super Giants, and then got his own thing. There's no telling what's happened here, because, quite honestly, I'm not looking it up, and I don't know. Next.
And yeah, that's the end of it.
So, there's the end of that guy.
Well, at least he wasn't as highly confusing as Golden Bat. So this guy will get a 2.25 because he might have inspired Gatchaman, and those guys were kind of cool.
The fact that I can trace Gatchaman now, that I'm almost positive that guy had some kind of influence on their design, that interests me. So I'm there. I'm at like a 2.3, I think. Being a fan of it allowed us to tag him to something, which proves, if you're a fan, you'll do fine.
Right.
I'm still sticking with a 1.
Yeah, I'm sticking with a 2.5. Like, he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't that great. So then we divide that by... So he's a 2.01.
So far, the strong commanding lead.
For only if you're a fan.
Yeah. Now... 1 year later, in 1958, we got the Moonlight Mask.
Oh.
Min-woo!
Oh, God. Min-woo got sunglasses.
I like how he calls himself the Moonlight Mask, and he just has a crescent moon on the top of his head.
On his turban?
Yeah.
Yep.
You leave early Moon Knight alone. He's not crazy yet.
Next.
This dude is awesome. Those sunglasses are so fucking ridiculous.
I think I found my new cosplay.
I think I know what he is.
He's a Kamen Rider.
No, it's something. It's something. Once again, I'm telling you guys, you can find it.
You can
find these trace backs all over the place.
Yep.
And you've seen this 1,000 times, and it never hit you that you've seen it 1,000 times. and you liked it. In fact, you were its biggest supporter.
Great Saiyaman.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
That's exactly what this is. The Great Saiyaman throws back to this ridiculousness. The turban, the sunglasses, the goofy cape.
Yep.
The champion of justice.
Yep.
That's him.
He's the best.
It's right there.
This dude just got extra
points. And right there, champion of justice, he's right. Holy shit, he fucking says that.
Yeah. This dude just got infinitely better points.
Just like Frieza, I promise you, look at Frieza's design real carefully. Frieza is inspired by Ultraman.
Yeah, believe it.
There's no doubt in my mind. Next.
It's kind of like the reason why
he's got double pew, pistol pew. Action.
Bang, bang, bitch.
Yep. Snub-nosed fucking revolvers up in this bitch.
Yeah, that's kind of like the reason why it is we got good fucking... cartoon comics or cartoons out of comic books in the 90s. Those people grew up. You know what all they had? They had Spider-Man and his spider friends. And they had the Justice League. And they said...
The Super Friends.
Or, yeah, the Super, Super Friends. And they said, nope.
Just to throw that back, I will say that you can enjoy shows like the Super Friends and Spider-Man and his amazing friends, but really, if you want to... If you want to watch those at an adult level, they're hard to get through, and you don't want to analyze them because you'd be really disgusted with what you get out of it because that shit was cheap toy commercial.
Yep.
Through and through. But yep. The people that grew up enjoying it wanted something better.
Mm-hmm.
And when they finally got a chance to hit the industry, they gave us our 90s comic book stuff. They were like,
yep.
You know, this stuff was fine. But you know what would have been cool?
If they would have done it right.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Next.
Meanwhile, on Cartoon Network. Teen Titans, go! Slap!
Sneaky.
This don't dude go is backwards!
Awesome. Oh, look, he's trying to fight Ant-Man.
Get back here, you pickly son of a bitch!
That was awesome.
Why did I cast Minnie on you? Why do I even know that spell?
Oh, shit.
Next.
Bang.
I like how that crescent moon just randomly disappears from time to time.
It's right, because while you're focusing on it, he'll straight shoot your ass. Yeah.
With Hollywood blanks, so you're getting hit with a whole bunch of smoke. Ah, fuck my eyes!
Next.
Don't fuck with my carpet.
I'm going to fly up out of this bitch. You watch. He's holding the gun so awkwardly, though.
Yeah, I don't know why they were they're all gung-ho for a live-action Aladdin. They just had to go back to fucking...
gung-ho.
Next. Oh, shit.
We have an early rider after all.
Oh,
I
shit.
Mean, he did say his name is
Common.
Gekku Common, so.
Let us also address the issue here.
Of the fact that his cape could easily get sucked up back there and he could get ran over by his own motorcycle?
No, the fact that his motorcycle is cooler than some of the riders we've seen.
That
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to ride that motorcycle. Some of the other ones,
no.
Really bad when some of the riders have cooler motorcycles than they even look.
Yeah. Next!
You know which one I'm talking about. Why the fuck?
Hey,
what
look.
The fuck?
It's Golden Bat. He's back.
And his head is?
Yeah.
He was like, alright, look, nobody fucking liked this guy. I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna take his head.
What do you think of that? What do you think, Shane?
Come on, yeah, Shane.
You ain't said nothing.
No, you don't want to talk about this, man.
Shane, say
next.
Something. I'm going to keep poking you.
Dude,
oh,
that is epic
shit.
As shit.
Cartoon version.
When the fuck did he show up in Spider-Man? That's what that looks like to me is the old 90s Spider-Man animation. When the fuck did he show up there?
He popped in to say hi.
Apparently.
He looks like he would have been a perfect fit for that Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Mm,
Yeah, I never got a chance to play that.
Next.
Heard it was all right.
Yeah?
So, the Skull Gang, I'm assuming, with their leader, Golden Skull. Retarded half-brother of the Golden Bat.
Skull! Next?
Yes, please.
That guy!
Fucking crazy wolfman wannabe dude. Get that shit out of here.
Wolf slash caveman.
It's the missing link.
That too.
Next. Oh, shit. Toy time.
It's actually kind of neat. It's better than a lot of toys that we have
seen. I was going to say, it's also kind of disgusting that he got a decent toy.
Shane, come on.
Next.
Okay, that's it for the moon.
Shane doesn't want to talk about Moonlight Mask.
As ridiculous as this sounds, guy gets a 3.95. He's about average, and I can't really justify giving him a 4, but the simple fact that he inspired the great Saiyan Man gives him some buku points.
Maybe not just Saiyan Man, but maybe the writers,
and the writers possibly, too. So, yeah. Buku
one,
points,
Shane?
But I can't give him a 4.
Shane, you're dropping a 1?
Why?
Why are you dropping a 1?
He at least looks cooler than Golden Bat.
And that's why they got a higher score than
fucking
him.
Fucking Great Saiyan Minwu, goddamn.
Yeah, Great Saiyan Minwu. He will cast spells for you.
You ruined it by, if this is true, him being a the starting idea for the Great Saiyan Man. That
wouldn't surprise me.
Gohan.
In the least. Well, let's be honest here. Like, okay, Akira Toriyama. He starts Dragon Ball around 1984.
Correct.
Well, what do you think? How old do you think he is when he starts writing that?
Oh, shit. He's got to be maybe in his 20s, 30s.
Now stop and think about that. So if you take him back to when he was about 10 years old growing up,
he would have been watching this.
He probably would have been watching this.
Yeah,
because this was real close to 1960.
It does make sense that, you know, with the
and this probably would have been in some kind of rerun type of things or something.
Right. Well, let's look at it.
I think it fits. I think that even indirectly, and he didn't even have to be a fan of it. He might have just seen it and knew about it. And
Champion
for some
of
reason,
justice.
Yeah. And he also, you also got to understand that in his own kind of way, he could be making fun of just how ridiculous Tokusatsu is, because let's be honest, the Ginyu Force is a joke against Tokusatsu.
Yep.
Talk to same time.
By the way,
same time.
3.
What do you got, Bill? Did you already give your score? I couldn't remember.
No, we have a Scott and a Nick.
I think Great Saiyan Minwu is a 3.4. I can see that he somehow managed to inspire a big part of my childhood without meaning to.
Great Saiyan Minwu. Scott, what did you give him?
A 3.
Good man.
Yeah, he did.
There we go. That's how we break the system to get rid of this hater. So I'm going to give him a... That's why I control the goddamn calculator. That's a 3.7.
Fucking Seth's rigging this shit.
Hater.
So we give him a 3.7, and then we divide by the 5. That's a 3.01.
I can't
just
hate him too much.
The barrier.
And look, let us be honest here. A turban and sunglasses, and then like a white getup that looks very much like Minwu with two guns.
And a cloak thingy. Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
We have seen horrors that stretch
far
beyond that
guy. Shit, remember?
Yeah.
Which is why he probably gets a 1 from Shane and did not,
and not
make the list.
Because
Shane has seen atrocities in his tokusatsu lifetime.
Things you cannot unsee.
And more stuff
like
that's...
Ball and Cup Man.
I can never unsee that.
And stronger.
Oh, stronger.
And
let's be
other
no,
stronger.
Legitimate
and
question,
Brown
though.
Yoda.
Legitimate question, though.
As time went on,
stronger moonlight mask.
Stronger.
Stronger wins? Wow, you did not like that there moonlight Minwu mask, Great Saiyan Minwu. Nope.
Thought it looked retarded.
Okay. Then why didn't he go on the list?
Yeah, he should have went on the list because Stronger
went on the list.
Well, then for your viewing pleasure.
But like I said, as we've went on, when we did Stronger, as time went on, Stronger started to look better.
Yeah, that's true. You did actually apologize for Stronger at one point in time. You're like, fans of Stronger, I apologize. This is a goddamn zero.
There you go. See, as time goes on, the things I've given, you know, Ball and Cup Man stays a zero.
But until we see something
you're not a Ball and
worse.
Cup Zord fucking
no, I'm not.
Yet?
No, but I'm not giving. I'm not giving him. Song. I'm not giving him a pass.
Oh wait, kind of like how I'm not giving a pass to Upside Down Wing Zord.
Fucking Ball and Cup Man.
He's
amazing.
Okay. Who we got here? Who's
next? Well, then, for your viewing pleasure, in 1959, the seven-color mask hit the screen, buddy.
Oh.
I love all those colors.
I only see one monochrome.
Man, I love those seven colors I'm looking at.
He looks like very super famous.
Yeah. God damn it.
And that's why I hate it even more. Because he's...
Wait, is
no.
that... Does that look like...
Very super famous. I don't know what you're seeing. I see the guns don't kill people. I kill people with guns.
No. I'm seeing something else, but no, it doesn't match up that way either, so never mind.
False mic drop.
Next.
Fireworks.
Oh, my God.
I don't like
He's
this.
On a boat. He's got a boat.
No, man, he has no
I
soul.
I hope he capsizes on his motherfucking boat.
Look at those eyes, man. He's like,
what eyes?
Yeah. He's like soulless, man.
The more I stare at him, though, he looks like the fucking Japanese version of Joker's Red Hood before he became Joker.
I like that he has Ned's hair from the NES days.
Yeah, that's true.
I have to ask. I can't tell from this picture. Is he wearing a tux?
Basically, yes.
Next.
Oh, my God.
It's still not seven colors! It's gold!
But he must love gold!
And purple, and pink,
no,
and black.
No, it
so
states
it's one,
seven
two.
Colored
I
mask.
Know. Hold on. One, two.
I see max of two colors on that man's helmet. Mask thing. It's
helmet
gold.
Mask thing.
And it's black. That's it.
But there's purple and pink.
This guy gets a 0.5 already for false fucking naming.
Next.
Pissing me off.
No, he's not wearing a tux. He's just wearing a really stupid-looking outfit.
Oh, no. No. I know. Now I know who this guy is.
His outfit looks like very, very, very early Dr. Fate.
Yeah, I can see it.
Mask? No.
Maybe.
But the rest of him looks like Dr. Fate.
Maybe
hey,
that's
Bill.
What I was trying to figure out who he looked like.
Do you want to know what else this guy looks like? That second guy we looked at, just with actual pants.
Little bit. Dr. Fate.
Yeah.
That dude's cheeks get fatter?
Yes.
Huh.
He eats a lot of marshmallows. I have no idea.
How?
Next.
Is that the figure? Oh my God, it's a figure.
Oh my.
Oh my God, this dude sucks.
Oh, just wait. Shane, just wait.
This dude's so you wouldn't by chance be on the verge of apologizing to Moonlight Mask.
Yeah, Shane.
By the end of this, I might just be.
Next.
Oh, this dude gets a this dude gets yeah. on the list.
Yes.
So sorry, Shane, are you gonna issue an apology for the one?
fucking.
Yeah, why not? I'm sorry, Moonlight Guy.
You're a little too quick on that quick draw one shot on him, huh?
1.
Great
5.
Saiyan Minwoo isn't that bad anymore.
1.
So it's up to you, Bill Guy.
Come on, Bill.
Oh, yeah, that guy gets a fucking straight up. Okay, he gets a 1 because with a color change and get rid of that mask, I swear he looks like Dr. Fate.
Okay, so then we divide by the 5. That is a 0.8.
Suck on that, you fucker.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, boy.
These are 4 pictures. These better be the best goddamn pictures I ever done seen
in
my life.
I know this.
What's the name, Bill?
Go ahead, Shane.
1972, Rainbow Man Warrior of Love.
Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope.
Nope and yep.
Yep. Nope.
Oh.
Here we go.
What? 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 What?
Not everybody can be the Go Rangers, Shane. Sometimes you gotta be...
these guys.
Team Toku Minwu.
I need to see a different picture.
Next!
It just downgraded for you, Shane.
Team Toku Minwu!
Toku Minwu, go!
With their superpowers, they unite.
Toku Minwu!
Next, it's... I didn't...
Next!
It's not helping. Next, it.
They really suck in a fight. Toku Minwu!
Next!
Look at him. He's got rainbow crotch. He's radiating out a lot.
Next.
And we really wish we never knew about this show. Toku Minwu, so, go!
So is that a 0? That would have fit the rhyme scheme better.
Yeah.
It made Shane's list.
Okay, so that's on the Shane list. How about a Nick list? Is that on the Nick list?
I have a list?
Here's the
Everybody's
thing.
Got a list.
Here's the thing.
I thought the running gag was Shane's list.
Here's the thing about Toku Minwu, and this is its legitimate problem right here. He is not necessarily awful by what we've
actually,
seen.
He's
his team
is sucky.
Destroys him.
Leave him by himself. I'm actually okay with him.
But
I looked at him.
We have pictures of his team with him.
Like,
yes.
The red guy is really pissing me off.
Which cripples him.
The red guy pisses me off. The blue guy pisses me off.
The yellow guy
pisses me off. The green guy pisses me off. The gold guy pisses me off. The black, brown guy pisses me off.
Bill, you've heard of this
a lot
thing?
Of piss off. Or,
yes.
Okay.
Better to be pissed off than pissed off.
But the guy in the white, he's fine. Actually, he doesn't bother me one bit.
I saw this guy back when I very first said we were going to do this. When I very first said we were going to look through all the tokusatsu Sentai-esque stuff that we'd never seen, I said, I'm going to do this. And I gathered that first set of images, I saw him. That's why I know that he's a thing. Do I know anything about him? No.
From what I heard, I know little something that I probably should share.
Okay.
But I'll wait for the scores to go in.
Okay.
I know nothing about this.
I think his team destroys him. You're going to have to be hardcore tokusatsu fan, or this show's going to have to be fucking sweet.
I mean, come on, for fuck's sake, look at the blue guy. It looks like he fucking cut out that fucking symbol with some paper and glued it to his head.
Oh, you mean the black paper crown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like it's fucking paper.
So this fucking
guy
back here is going
to the
luau.
What's a Nick give?
No, I hate that red guy. That red guy's really pissing me off.
Okay.
I don't want to hate this guy, but his team kills him.
Give him a 1. His team is brutally bad.
Fine. Because I don't have a problem with him, he gets a .5. He saved from a dead flat zero.
He's still on the list, but
he's on the list, but
zero.
He's a flat, not a flat zero.
200.
Damn,
no. You can't go that high. Six is the max.
Scott must love this.
I really like his outfit. It's just his team cripples the living fuck out of him.
What about you? Thinking?
I don't know if it's 100% true, but something I heard
and
read about
this
guy.
This is the first guy that I've seen that's had an entire team who looks like they can fight, Tokusatsu. The fact that everybody has individual colors, Tokusatsu. The fact that there's definitely a main leader who's supposed to be the badass and fucking carries the entire team throughout most of it. Everybody will probably get their individual aha moments in the episodes. But generally speaking, this is straight Toku from, like, exactly how it's supposed to be defined. A team of brightly colored assholes who are primary colors who must go out and defeat the bad guy for justice. Even though the costumes look like shit, I've seen way worse. And we saw the original Super Sentai team, Shane. You know who those guys look like? In their cloth robes that are futuristic tech that could deflect lasers?
But I still liked how they looked, except for the pink one.
I'll kind of give you that one.
No, I don't like the pink one's helmet.
Heart face
I
thing.
hate that helmet.
So on this, I must give a 2.9. They're not quite average, but they are definitely, if you are a fan... You know where the fuck this is. You know what this is. It's exactly what it's supposed to be.
I just hope the red one gets his ass
so
kicked.
So once we divide by all that, all the haterade gives them a 1.48. Take it away, Scotty.
And what was the name of this folder?
This was Rainbow Man Warrior
Rainbow
of Love.
Rainbow Man?
Now, see, that's what I kept saying to him. I think...
It's one guy who changes.
He should always stay in his standard form.
That's what I heard about this. It's one guy who changes into those other costumes
and
as
under
well.
No circumstances should he ever change out of standard form.
Now, I will say,
fair enough on that,
that hasn't saved writers that do it, where they have 17 forms, and then we end up liking one form
No,
of
because
the writer.
Remember, too many forms is too much.
Sometimes.
We have that just like 13 motherfuckers.
To defeat
but
one motherfucker.
To say this... He's not
but
a
that's
team.
That's because the fucking photos kept going.
No, I will say this, because he's not like a team. Since he's not a team, had that information been brought before, it would have changed Seth's score.
Only slightly, he would have dropped down to a 2.5, but still, not by much.
Knowing it, I might have raised it a little bit, but that red one pissed me off.
So... That was the episode. We don't have any special pictures or anything like that. That was it.
Oh wow, that was
was all I quite a bit was shorter. Able to find so far. So
oh, that's cool.
There'll be others. We'll be coming back to find more.
Hey, there's usually like other countries that we'll get into at some point. So
look at the bright side. It's not an extended marathon of pain and suffering like we have gone through in the past.
It's just a slightly smaller. Amount.
It's like. This a lot of pain and suffering in a very shortened amount of time.
Well, yeah, like other ones, it was more like a continuous kick in the nuts. This one was just a slap to the face.
Fair enough.
No, this was more like a squirrel tap.
I feel like that can be worse sometimes.
Yeah.
Dude, you get it just right. Oh, just punch me. Just punch me.
Yeah,
just
punch,
punch
me
it,
in
dude.
The nuts. Yes.
Right, hey,
punch
Bill, it. Bill, I want you to isolate that one little sound clip. And we're going to use that later. It's going to be great.
Bye-bye. Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.